2 years ago, the band Granddaddy slipped from view, and singer-songwriter Jason Lytle has moved on, physically from his hometown of Modesto, California, to the Big Sky Country in Bozeman, Montana, and from a band to a solo CD. Yours Truly, The Commuter, is now out on Anti Records. If you'd like to talk with Jason Lytle about his new stuff, his life in indie rock, or his work with Granddaddy, give us a call. 800-989-8255 is the phone number. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And Jason Lytle joins us now from the studios at NPR West in Culver City, California. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
And I should also introduce Rusty Miller, singer for the band Jackpot, who's joined Jason on tour. Thank you for coming in, Rusty.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
And guys, how about a song?
You got it. Yeah, grab a broken branch with a sunburned hand in a washed up land. Soon we should rest a while. You're like a tired child. It's been a lot of miles. I might fall down and my back is bad, and you might fall down on a sleeping bag. So you should hold my hand while everything blows away. And we'll run. To a brand new sun. And we will run. To a brand new sun. Should hold my hand while everything blows away, and we'll run to a brand new sun.
Brand New Sun by Jason Lytle from his new record, Yours Truly, The Commuter. That was Rusty Miller on harmony there, and they're with us from NPR West. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And Jason, I read where you describe yourself working in your recording studio up there in Bozeman as working like a mad scientist. What do you mean by that?
I've had home studios for many years, and I've slowly configured things over the years to be really easy to manipulate, and I can really set things up really quick and get sounds on tape, and I tend to work really scatterbrained like, you know, where I'll record piano, and then, you know, the piano will spark some tambourine part, and then I'll set up things to record tambourine, and then I have my wall of synthesizers and guitars, and everything is pretty much in one room, so it's really easy for me to hop around all over the place. So by the end of the day, I'm pretty much, you know, spaghetti covered in cables, and, you know, there's, it gets a bit messy, and I have a big cleanup session at the end of the day just to make sure that the starting of the next day there's a bit of organization.
Do you have one of those, things that shoots electricity up into the air, like that?
Not yet.
Not yet. But we'll see it later, sooner or later, on one of your records.
Sure.
It's the difference between working alone and working with a band. For touring, it's got to be way different.
The recording process wasn't too far removed because I used to handle a lot of the recording myself. My drummer is a lot more steady than I am, so he ended up on a lot of the recordings, but I pretty much did a majority of the multi-tracking myself. In terms of the live stuff, I'm actually still not terribly comfortable being up there by myself, and I kind of do miss, you know, lots of sounds and richness in the songs. So I do have a small band that I'm touring with right now, which coincidentally does include my old drummer as well.
Here's an email from Jeff in San Francisco. I live in the Bay Area. I worked for Bill Graham Presents during the time Granddaddy was opening for some big-time bands. I also lived in Missoula, Montana for several years, and I'd like to know how you like the transition from the big shows and the fast life to the mellowness of a solo career as well as living in Bozeman.
A big part of the reason I moved to Bozeman had nothing to do with music. If anything, it was, I'd finally gotten to a point in my life where I dialed in the balance that it takes for me to put up with all of this stuff, and proximity wise, you know, being right on the edge of Yellowstone and lots of, you know, dedicated wilderness, it's really easy for me to spend a lot of time clearing my head in that sort of environment, which is what I really like to do. And then that just makes me stronger, and it enables me to, you know, deal with the promotional stuff and traveling and just talking too much.
And talking too well. Hear another song in a couple of minutes, but I'm sorry. I'm sure you didn't mean right now. Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Chris is on the line from your hometown, Modesto, California.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Neil. My wife and I are recent transplants. We moved here so my wife could teach art at Cal State Stanislaus. And recently, honestly, I just got into Granddaddy about a year ago, and then Jason, your music. I was curious, I've read tons of your interviews, and you've talked about how when you were in the Modesto area, Central Valley, sort of it was like an influence but on your music, but sort of to the darker sides of Modesto, and I was really amazed at how quick I picked up on that vibe in the Central Valley, and so subsequently my wife and I spend a lot of time in the Bay Area, but being away for 2-3 years now from that area, do you still draw any, you know, inspiration for some of the stuff you're doing now? Because I know your new album now, your opening track talks about sort of the exiting and entering from one realm in California to another. So I was curious, now that you're years removed from it, is there still that influence, either consciously or unconsciously, on your writing?
Well, I actually, if anything, I was trying to get back. You know, Modesto in particular, I hate to, you know, trash it, but the thing is, I was born and raised there, and I actually grew up out in the country, And if anything, I'm trying to hold on to these memories of what it used to be like, you know. And I kind of had to relocate to a place where I was getting some of that back, you know. As a little kid, I just used to, you know, I spent my summers roaming and just wandering and exploring. And the terrain actually allowed me to do that in the places where I lived on the outskirts of Modesto. And I find that I'm able to do that again. And it pretty much had become impossible for me to, I don't know, there was too much baggage involved as well. But if anything, I'm just trying to reclaim something that I was really fond of as a child and that in my mind had sort of disappeared from that area.
Chris,
yeah, and I get a feeling on that. My wife and I have been working on a project based on Modesto being voted the worst city for so many years in a row, and we're working on a public project about it not being that way. And most of the time when we talk to people who've been there lifetime, they do talk about even just 15, 20 years ago, the landscape and the feeling and stuff was very different. But within a year of living here, we got that sort of, it's like a compressor or like a boiler pot. And if you really stay around there too long and don't get out, it really can get under your skin in kind of a weird way. But I understand where you're coming from with that. But really love the new album, and I'm looking forward to hopefully catching you down in Merced in a few days.
Thanks. Well, hang in there and keep fighting the good fight.
Chris, thanks very much. We're talking with Jason Lytle. His new CD is called Yours Truly, The Commuter, now out on Anti Records, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I think we have time for another tune, if you guys are ready.
Sure.
Just a kid who hid inside a hole. His ears could no more hear the story told. No longer did he wonder of getting old. As birds encouraged him on life to hold. And they said, why you don't try. Why you don't even try. Why just one more night. Why you don't even try. Just a kid who hid inside a hole. His eyes could no more see the story told. No longer shivering for fear or cold. As birds encouraged him on life to hold. And they said, why you try. Why you don't even try. Why just one more night. Why you don't even try. And they said why you don't even try. Why just one more night. Why you don't even try. Yeah.
Birds Encouraged Him from Jason Lytle's new record, Yours Truly, The Commuter. He was playing along with Rusty Miller, who's supporting him on tour out at NPR West in Culver City. I think, for one last email question. This from Shane in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jason, can you talk about the children's choir featured on your MySpace page? What was that experience?
Apparently there's a music teacher somewhere in France who likes to impose his record collection on his students, and he's done a few of them. He did one with Liam Finn and a couple of other people that basically he took some Granddaddy songs and he taught 10 or 15 of them to his students, and he did these kind of amateur recordings of them, and it's really sweet stuff because first off, there's the flattering aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Hearing your songs performed by these kids who are just barely pulling it off on their instruments, but then the choir part of it as well is all these French children who I think range in between 10 and 14 years old, and it just puts this really sweet, eerie, foreign twist onto the songs.
Jason, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Good luck on tour.
Thank you very much for having me.
And good luck with your new CD, Yours Truly, The Commuter. Thanks as well to Rusty Miller, who's supporting him on tour. They joined us today from the studios at NPR West. Our thanks also to engineer Leo Dell'Aguila for his help with this performance. Tomorrow, Joe Palca guest hosts on Science Friday. He'll look at the controversial experiments of psychologist Stanley Milgram, plus what are fingerprints for? That's all tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll see you again on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.